Hi, VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, Is She Into You? Signs and Signals of Attraction. This video introduces some possible signs of someone liking you, being interested in you, being attracted to you. And although the title says, Is She Into You? It actually talks about signs for both men and women. So no matter who you're interested in, this video might be able to give you some clues or some ideas about whether or not they like you back or whether they're actually attracted to you. So if you're interested in that, you can take a look at the video after today's pronunciation challenge. But for now, let's read our sentence. In fact, scientists actually wrote a paper on all the signs women make when they are attracted to a man by observing their behavior at social events. So in the sentence, they are talking about some of the research that went into the video, and they're talking about how scientists have actually written papers on it. It says that they wrote a paper on the signs that women make when they're attracted to a man, and they did this by watching these women at social events. So maybe they went to a party or something like that, and the scientists watched women and made note of what they did, how they acted when they were attracted to a man. All right, let's read that sentence one more time, a little slower. In fact, scientists actually wrote a paper on all the signs women make when they are attracted to a man by observing their behavior at social events. Okay, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocab word is attract. Attract is a verb, and it means to make someone like or be interested in something, or to cause them to do something or go somewhere. So an example sentence would be, these flowers attract bees. So in that case, we're saying that the flowers cause the bees to come to them. So the flowers attract bees. Or you could say something like, she's attracted to tall guys. And that would mean that she likes tall guys or she's interested in them. And the way that attract is used in this example sentence is very similar to how it's used in the sentence from our video. All right, our next vocab word is attraction. So attraction is related to attract, but attraction is a noun. And it is the feeling of being attracted to someone. So for example, you could say, there's always been an attraction between those two. It's no surprise they're dating now. So if there's an attraction between two people, it means they both are attracted to each other. They're interested in each other or they like each other. And attraction can also mean a place that people are attracted to. So you could say something like, Disneyland is a famous attraction in California. All right, our next word is also related to attract and attraction, and it is attractive. So attractive is an adjective, and it usually means good looking, and this can refer to a person or a thing or a place. So you could say something like, Trish is an attractive woman. And that would mean that Trish is very pretty. Or attractive can also mean able to attract people. So you could say something like, this job offer is pretty attractive. And that would mean that that is a good job offer. It will definitely attract people. All right, the next vocab word is observe. Observe is a verb, and it means to watch something carefully. For example, you could say, the biologists have been observing the birds for years. So that would mean that the biologists have been watching these birds very carefully. And the next word is related to observe, and it is observation. So observation is the noun form of this word, and it means the act of carefully watching and listening. Or an observation can also be a statement about something that you have noticed. So an example sentence could be, I shared my observations about the new manager with my coworkers. So in this case, maybe I have been observing my new manager. So I've been watching them carefully, and then I share my observations with my coworkers. So I share what I have learned or what I think based on my observing of my manager. All right, the next word is also related to observe and observation, and it is observant. So observant is an adjective, and it means good at watching and listening, so good at observing. So if we say someone is very observant, we mean that they're good at noticing what's going on around them. They're good at noticing little details and things that other people might not notice. So for example, if someone came to your house and noticed a small change about it, you could say you're very observant. All right, the next word is behavior. Behavior is a noun, and it is the way a person or animal acts or behaves. So for example, Bobby's teacher had a talk with his parents about his bad behavior. So in this case, Bobby is not acting very well, so he has bad behavior. And our next word is related to behavior, and it is behave. So behave is a verb, and it means to act in a certain manner or in a certain way. Or it can also mean to act in a proper or acceptable way. So you could say something like, Bobby behaved well at school today. Or Bobby's teacher told him to behave. So when someone tells a child to behave, they're telling them to act properly or to have good behavior. All right, that is the end of our vocabulary. So let's read our sentence one more time. In fact, scientists actually wrote a paper on all the signs women make when they are attracted to a man by observing their behavior at social events. All right, that brings us to the end of today's pronunciation challenge. The question of the day is, can you think of any signs that someone likes you? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.